News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The only show in town today, government information, as of this morning. Just where are we at now in terms of the numbers, first of all?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, we know now that Sinn Féin are going to have 38 seats, Fianna Fáil, 37 seats, Fianna Fáil are going to have 38, Fine Gael 35. Is it possible, Mary Lou is talking, as is her prerogative, Sinn Féin won the election. They might not have the biggest number of seats, but they won the election. If they'd run more candidates, they would have probably had about 50 seats plus. So they won the election, it's their prerogative. Can they get to that left-wing government? Well, if you add up Sinn Féin, 37, the Greens, 12, Sóc Dem, 6, Labour, 6, into Solidarity, People Before Profit, 5, you get to 67. Mm. And then there's a whole raft of independents. Some of them would be very left-leaning. Pringle, Karen Nolan, perhaps Michael McNamara and Clare, Joan Collins, perhaps Cathal Berry, the independent elected in Kildare. And then there's a whole rake of other sort of rural independents who conceivably, mathematically, they could get to 80 seats.
Now, so it is possible.
It is possible. It would be, you know, when you think of some of the personalities in there, Paul Murphy, Richard Boyd, Barrett, Joan Collins, the Sóc Dems and the strong personalities in there with Sinn Féin. I mean, it would be great fun for us in the media. Whether or not it would be good for the country, I think, is an entirely other question.
So just on that scenario, Shane, that you've painted, I mean, presumably they would have to agree to a programme for government and then they'd still have to get some sort of propping up or support, would they, like, in terms of a confidence?
Well, I mean, confidence supply is dead. That's not going to happen. There will not be confidence and supply. Everyone got, Fianna Fáil got too badly burned by that. No, you would have to get some rural independents to get them over the line for 80. Look, it's mathematically possible. Will it happen? I don't probably believe it will, which brings us back to other options. We are going to be talking to Bertie Ahern after 8 o'clock about what those options might be. I am seeing, though, I have to say, I think a certain lack of humility, not from everybody involved with Sinn Féin and the hard left, but certain members of the hard left and of Sinn Féin over the last day or two. I mean, for example, we heard David Cullinan, and let's have a listen to David Cullinan addressing some party members in Waterford.
They didn't break the hunger strikers, they didn't break Bobby Sands and Kevin Lynch, they'll never break us, they'll never break Sinn Féin. And what we say is up to the public, up the raft, and Chucky Arnold.
Now, look, people can form their own views on that, but I will say this. That is not a message of change, as far as I would see. I have also, I think, some of the hard left TDs, there's been a lot of lecturing and hectoring going on. Bear in mind, from some of those TDs who got in on Sinn Féin's coattails, not because of a huge personal vote themselves, that would slightly concern me, I have to say, a little bit.
This is the transfer left.
Yeah, I just think there's a lot of lecturing and a lot of hectoring going on, and that is not a way to form a government. I don't think it's a good start.
Okay.
Look, Sinn Féin won this election. It's now up to them to form a government. At this stage, I think Fine Gael, I cannot see them going into government. Is there an option with Fianna Fáil? Potentially. But right now, I think it is about trying to form this left-wing government. Can it be done technically? It can. In theory, in practice, I think it would be an absolute mess.
Okay.
And it would be carnage, and I think even if they got it together, it would fall apart within months. Okay, let's stay with politics now. Let's go to European Affairs Minister Fine Gael, TD. You are still a TD, Helen McEntee. Congratulations on your re-election. I know it was a difficult day for you and your colleagues. Can I ask you first of all about that David Cullinan speech in Waterford? What did you make of that?
Well, do you know, I think, like a lot of people, I wasn't impressed by it. You know, this is the party that is proposing to advocate for change, that is going to be the party of change, it's going to bring about change for this country. And what we heard was a lot of the same old talk that we thought we had left behind and hoped that we had left behind. I mean, the IRA committed absolute atrocities. There should be no political representative from any party shouting up the rah, whether it was 5 weeks ago, 5 days ago, or 5 years ago, it should never happen. So I think, like a lot of people, I would expect an apology. And I think a lot of people who were impacted and whose families were impacted by the IRA would expect an apology. So, you know,
There was none forthcoming last night.
Well, I think there should be. And if this is the change that people have voted for, and if this is the change that we are to expect, it's not the kind of change that I want to see for this country.
OK, let's talk government formation. Is Fine Gael stepping aside from that talk, at least for now, at this point?
Well, I think it's fair to say, and you've said it yourself, and, you know, we have to and I fully accept it. I think Sinn Féin have won this election, and I think the campaign to vote left and to transfer left, that's, you know, clearly been reflected in the result. We are now the third largest party, and I fully accept that, and I want to congratulate all of the TDs who've been elected, and of course those who haven't. And I know everybody is saying this, but, you know, a lot of people have been in politics for a lot of years, and they've now lost their seats, and others who have been only more recently. So this is a tough time as well for people. But, you know, for me, the onus, I believe, is on Sinn Féin. I think it's on Fianna Fáil now to look to form this government.
Why Fianna Fáil? Did you say, sorry, and Fianna Fáil? Is that what you said there?
Well, I think Mary Lou MacDonald has said that she will look to form with the left parties, and if that's not possible, obviously Fianna Fáil, while they did not receive the highest number of votes, they still are the largest party now in the Dáil. But I think Mary Lou MacDonald
only by three seats from herself. Yeah, I mean,
absolutely. And this is a three-way system now, and that's Fine Gael with 35, Sinn Féin with 37, and Fianna Fáil with 38. There really is very few and far between. But Sinn Féin, essentially, if you look at the number of votes that they have received, but also this idea of vote left and transfer left, we know, as you've just outlined, albeit it would be very difficult, there is a majority there for a left-leaning government, and this is essentially what people have voted for. So I think the onus is on Mary Lou MacDonald to try and form that kind of government.
Would you absolutely rule out a government with, well, actually, let's just stick with Sinn Féin first. Would you absolutely rule out a Fine Gael government with Sinn Féin?
Absolutely, yes. That's what we have campaigned for, and okay. I think the discussion we've just had.
The people have spoken, though. I mean, does that change things?
No, it doesn't. We have campaigned on the basis that we will not go into.
Okay, no, you're being very clear on that. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Does the fact that Sinn Féin won the election, does that mean that Fianna Fáil Fine Gael government is kind of untenable now?
Well, I mean, look, if you look at the numbers, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil together don't make up a majority. But, you know, we have to listen to what people have said. We are not the largest party. We're not the second largest party. And we have to accept that. So I think we need to allow for, you know, as I've said, Mary Lou MacDonald, for the left-leaning parties to try and form a government. The Taoiseach has always said that he would speak to any other parties except Sinn Féin. That is still the case. However, we do have to accept that we did not win this election. Okay. People have voted in a different way, and we need to see. And I think the onus is on Mary Lou MacDonald now to form this government and to bring about this change that she has advocated for.
Two last very quick questions before we let you go. Helen, are you keeping the election posters somewhere close by in the shed ready for reuse in the next few months, do you think?
I won't be putting them too far, but I'll be hoping to put them away for a long time. Let's put it like that.
Okay. Second or final question. Is Leo Varadkar the right man to continue to lead Fine Gael, be it into opposition?
I believe that he is, yes.
Okay. All right. Thanks indeed for talking to us. And again, congratulations on your re-election in Mead East. Helen McEntee, outgoing European Affairs Minister. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. Okay, let's go back to this issue of government formation. We are joined by Richard Boyd Barrett of People Before Profit and Solidarity. Richard, congratulations on topping the poll in Dunleary. A really good election for you. Will we soon be addressing you as Minister Richard Boyd Barrett on the show?
I don't think so, Shane, based on the results. I mean, I think there has been something of an earthquake in terms of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael now having considerably less than 50% popular support. Mm-hmm. And It's a poor result for the establishment, and we're glad that people have made that move, and a lot of it to the left. But if you look at the numbers, much as we campaigned for and suggested that a left government was possible, we haven't, I think, probably got the numbers. Although, obviously, I think there will be discussions among parties to the left over the next week as to what can be done. It would appear we don't quite have the numbers.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely accept the numbers are tricky. But if you add together Sinn Féin, the Greens, Sock Dems, yourselves, Labour, Aintu, and left-leaning independents, you get to 70 or even 70 plus. I mean, that's all Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael would get to as well. So, I mean, why not try and form a government out of that?
Well, as I said, I mean, the discussions will happen this week, and I think if all of those, although I have to say I wouldn't really include Aintu and under the label left, they're not a pro-choice party, very strongly against.
Yeah, well, there's more to being left wing than the issue of abortion, to be fair. But anyway,
it's a very important issue.
It's also sorted.
Parties of the left.
Yeah.
It is, but I think they would probably continue to campaign to try and reverse that decision. So it wouldn't
okay,
be,
that's not happening.
Anyway, compatible.
Yeah, okay, but yeah. You don't sound overly. I would have thought this is an unprecedented opportunity to deliver a left wing government that you've spent your whole life campaigning for. You don't seem overly enthusiastic about grabbing that opportunity, if I can put that to you.
Oh, I'm very far from it. I'm very enthusiastic about the huge tide and momentum for change and the demand, particularly for radical action on housing, on healthcare, and the fairly sharing out the wealth in this country, particularly giving working people a break, and climate action. I think all of those things are very exciting. And they're not, by the way, simply about parliamentary arithmetic. It's about driving the movement and the demand for change at a grassroots level, mm-hmm. To force whoever happens to be in government to deliver on those issues. So certainly we'll, explore what we can do in that regard. But I'm just looking at the raw numbers, and it would seem we're short of a majority in order to do that. And
so where do you get a government from then? Or where do we get a government from?
Well, I would imagine that there will be discussions between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael about the possibility of forming a government. Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil and possibly the Greens might have the numbers for a government. So, there's all sorts of hypothetical possibilities. But I think the first thing really for us and the priority for us is how do we keep the momentum to the left going and look at how could the left build an alliance. Because if we haven't quite got the numbers for a left government this time around,
are we still talking? Next election. I mean, there's an element of the People's Front of Judea about that, isn't there? Next time we're gonna win this election. You have an opportunity now. Why not grab that?
Well, as I said, Jane, we are absolutely going to meet and discuss with other parties of the left. To see what we can do.
Okay, you just don't think the numbers are quite there to actually get over the line.
Well, but you counted them yourself.
Oh yeah, no, sorry, I'm not saying it in a pejorative way. I'm just saying you just don't think the numbers are there. Just before you go, Richard, do you have any? Do you feel any qualms at all about that recording of a Sinn Féin candidate in Waterford, David Conlan, shouting up the Ra? Does that make you in any way queasy about sharing power with Sinn Féin?
Look, I mean, I think any discussions we have with Sinn Féin are going to be what we can do to address the big issues that led people to vote left and move away from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
I know that.
I think that was a little bit of hyperbole among Republicans. I don't see it as some sign there's some sinister agenda operating behind the scenes, quite honestly. More like Republican nostalgia. So I wouldn't be overly worried about. What I'm worried about is how we can discuss with other parties of the left to address the big issues that clearly people express their
okay.
wishes to be resolved on the housing crisis, the health crisis and the cost of living crisis in this country.
Okay, Richard Boyd Barrett, People Before Profit, Solidarity TD for Dunleary Pulltopper in that constituency. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. Okay, let's go to Bertie Ahern, Iar Taoiseach, former leader of Fianna Fáil. Iar Taoiseach, you had a long reputation for deal making, putting governments together, I suppose, in various circumstances. How do we get a government out of such a fragmented doll, in your view?
Well, it's not going to be easy, and it never is. I think this time it's not obvious. But I think we probably you need to start in a situation where you learn from the past. We have been here before in very difficult circumstances. You know, when you look back at the 89 position, where it was always a question that either Fianna Fáil led on their own or either it was Fine Gael and Labour. That's the way it had been down through the ages. And still, there was a move eventually. It took time for Fianna Fáil to go with the Progressive Democrats. And then later on, you know, it was a difficult thing when Fianna Fáil went Labour and then Fianna Fáil went Greens. So over the last 30 years or more now, we've seen situations where out of the dull chaos and election chaos, new things come up. And so this, I think that's where you have to start and point out everything is possible. But I think the lesson we learned from those events was that it didn't happen quickly. I think people need time to reflect. The next phase will be the parties sitting down and looking at what the options are. But in the first instance, I think the remainder of this week will be, Mary Lou, as she has the right to do, to go and see if she can get her coalition of the left and talk to Labour, Social Democrats, People Before Profit, the Greens and the Independents. So I think that process is going to take this week. And then I can't see that being a success, but it could be. There's a sizable number of rural independents, probably at least 10 of a group that are not that far. They're like-minded enough as a rural independent who got strong votes. So I think that will play through. And then I think you're down to the situation. The three big parties now, not so big for two of them, but they are on effectively very close votes, 38, 37, 35. If you take the count card out, it's really 37, 37, 35. So will they move? Do they want to move? What's the view in those parties? And that's not going to happen, in my view, for a few weeks.
Do you think at this stage, whether or not Sinn Féin are able to put together that coalition of the left, and you're right, it will be challenging, do you think that any government has to have Sinn Féin involved now at this stage because they effectively won the election?
Yeah, I think they certainly at this starting off stage, they're in the driving seat. The alternative to that would be Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, and they can't even do it on their own. They'd have to have some other party in it. I think that would create a large reaction from the people. It's possible. Would the parties like that? Would Fianna Fáil like that? Would you be creating a monster down the road? Would the people, I think, feel that they have at least a sizable part of the population have feel that they have given Sinn Féin a mandate to be in government?
And I suppose if you look at the numbers, the most likely option then, or the most obvious option, let me put it like that, is Sinn Féin, Fianna Fáil. Do you think there's an appetite in Fianna Fáil for doing that? Do you think Fianna Fáil should do that?
I think this morning, I'd say there's not an appetite this morning because I think people, you know, have to reflect and there'll be a lot of people who feel very upset. And I must say I feel very sad for a lot of old colleagues. So I do not think, to answer your question, that there will be a sizable number of Fianna Fáil people saying, you know, as soon as Mary Lou is finished her project, if she can't get it, we're ready to jump in. I don't think that'll be there.
I know you're under time pressure. Just a couple of last very, very quick things. Revolving Taoiseach, if it is Sinn Féin and one of the other parties, be it Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael, Sinn Féin have a right to say we've just as many seats. We want a revolving Taoiseach as part of that, don't they?
I think that issue will come up. As you know, it came up a number of times before, and people always moved away from it. I always find it very hard to see how it'll work. And is there any country in Europe that, or in for the world for that matter, that operates that system after election? I can't think of one. And it'd be very hard to see how it'll work.
Fair enough. Micheál Martin, not a good election for Fianna Fáil. Is his leadership, do you think, will people in Fianna Fáil be questioning his leadership?
Well, I don't know, because I'm not in there, but listening to people yesterday, that did not seem to be the issue. I think people are looking for him to see how does he chart the way forward, and I think that's going to be the challenge. Okay. I think the challenge for Fianna Fáil is, but you know, and hopefully they'll be up to that challenge, is how they reorganise themselves and, you know, build themselves for the future, because there always is the issue of the next election. And I think, unfortunately, over the last, you know, few elections now, the party has taken huge hits, and there's a huge organisational task ahead, and that's not going to be easy for anybody.
And very finally, will there be a government formed, do you think, or what's your hunch, or are we looking at a second election?
No, I think you know, there's 160 TDs just elected. The normal position is that they want to find a solution. And when the storm is gone and the calm hits shore again, I think they want to find a solution. Can they get a solution that was as good as competence and supply, which has not worked and has worked very badly for Fianna Fáil? I'm not too sure. Will they find a solution that maybe gets them a year or two? I think they probably will.
Ear Taoiseach, Bertie Ahern, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.
Okay, well, for more on this, we're joined on the line by Sinn Féin Cork South Central TD, Donacha O'Leary, who topped the poll there. Just first of all, Donacha, congratulations on your election. I'm going to come to the government information talks in a moment, but can I just ask you first of all, Donacha, the commentary from one of your colleagues, David Cullinan, over the weekend, the comments that he made at a celebration event in Waterford, shared widely, captured on video on social media. He's been called on now by some quarters to apologise. Should he?
Well, look, I mean, I think that's a matter for David. I think he has given his explanation. I think that it was in the context of a celebration. He was tired. It was a mark that I wouldn't have made in such a context. I think that perhaps he would feel similarly now, but I think that he's given his explanation. That's a matter for David.
So you think that's just it? You think that he shouldn't apologise? That's it? It's done now?
Well, look,
because
it doesn't really,
Donacha, given that the level of, you know, you and your colleagues campaigned pre-election about change, and you were the party of change and the voice of change and time for change, and a lot of people would see the comments made by David Cullinan on Sunday night, doesn't really represent much change.
Well, look, I mean, I suppose there's a few things I'd say on that. First of all, the context were made in the context of, I suppose, reflecting back on the fact that there were people in that room who would have canvassed for the election of Kevin Lynch as an anti-H Buck candidate in Waterford. And he was addressing the fact that many people in that room had been campaigning for a very, very long time for Sinn Féin and for Republican politics. And there's no attempt to distance ourselves from the fact that this is from who we are as a party, who we are as Irish Republicans, and
okay,
the fact that we have, I suppose, that is part of a long struggle in Waterford. But what I would also say for me personally, like, I mean, I got a significant vote, but I'm well aware that that's not necessarily a vote for me personally. I'm very aware of the fact that I think I'm humbled by that vote, and I, speaking for myself,
okay,
I want
just
to show
I just want to know, should he apologise? Does the comments he made yesterday go far enough, Donacha?
I think, look, I mean, he's explained what the reason he made those comments or how those comments came to be. Anything else, I suppose, beyond that, I believe that's a matter for himself.
Okay,
but,
all right.
Like, I mean, I would say I would recognise that there are many people who have voted for us for whom they don't agree with us on everything. They don't agree with us on the past.
All right.
We have a contested history. They don't agree with us, for example, perhaps on the Eighth Amendment, but the reason that they vote, and a variety of other issues,
okay,
but the reason that they voted for us is they see us the best vehicle for change in Irish politics.
Okay, just on that vehicle for change, is there enough appetite now to form a government? Can you form a government?
Well, like, I mean, I suppose certainly we want to be in government. We are, I suppose, the proactive party now at this point in the game. I think everyone else is waiting to see, but we are the ones who are taking the initiative. Our appetite, as we outlined throughout the campaign, is for a government that doesn't involve Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
Yeah, but are the numbers there?
Well, like, I mean, I think we ought to people now, having campaigned on that basis, to do our best, to try and pull that together, to see whether that can work. The numbers look very, very tight for the formation of any government. There's no doubt about that. But I think that we are the party that is doing our best to be proactive and realistic. So we have made initial contacts with other parties who have similar perspectives, have similar policies and similar priorities to try and deliver the kind of government that can signify the change, the real appetite for change that exists among the Irish public.
All right, we'll leave it there for the moment. My thanks to Sinn Féin TD in Cork South Central, Donica O'Leary, for joining us on the programme this morning.
Catherine Martin, Deputy Leader of the Greens. Would you envisage going into government with Sinn Féin? Is that your favourite option now, a coalition of the left?
Well, to be honest, that's not a decision for me to make. I've spent the last 48 hours in a county centre. I just came home late last night. And I know that we are meeting as a parliamentary party today, so that's the first time all 12 of us.
Well, as Deputy Leader, no doubt you have a view.
My view is, of what I've always said, that we should always engage in talks with everybody. But first, I have to respect the view of the parliamentary party. And I haven't met them yet.
Yeah.
Late last night, my husband got elected. That's the only member of the parliamentary party I've managed to engage with in the last 48 hours. Briefly spoke to Eamon just to confirm that we were meeting today, and I think other people have reached out to him. I think we would like to meet with Social Democrats and Labour in the coming days.
Okay, if you add up all the left-wing parties, you get to about, and I'm including the Greens as a left-wing party, and AIM too, I'm including them, you get to 67. Is that enough of a basis, if you start adding in left-leaning independents and other independents, do you think that's the basis for a government?
The numbers there, as you describe them, Shane, seem very difficult, and some of those are stretching it, even saying left-leaning, to be honest. So I don't know if that's what we need to sit down as a PP today and look at the numbers. I suppose that the coming days, I think every party has to take the time, look at the numbers, see what can be done, but I would see it as looking difficult to form a government.
Fair enough. And it's an impossible question. Just very finally, do you think because Sinn Féin effectively won the election, they mightn't have the biggest number of seats, but they would have done if they'd had more candidates and they got the highest percentage of the first preference vote. Do you sort of feel at this point any government needs to have Sinn Féin in there?
I heard some comments yesterday, Mary Lou, saying that she was thinking of herself as possible Taoiseach. So it certainly looks like Sinn Féin, and from my commentary I've read in the last few days or heard, it looks like they're placing themselves in government. And there was definitely a seismic shift from the electorate in this election for Sinn Féin and for ourselves as well. Like, the Green Party have gone from 2 TDs to 12. So I think that's a real clarion call from the electorate saying we want real climate action, which was completely absent, really.
It was.
From the three other parties.
Okay.
It was very unambitious.
Catherine Martin, poll topper, congratulations on being returned to the Dáil, and thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. Let's turn back to government formation now. We are joined by the new TD, the new Soc Dem TD for Dublin Central, Gary Gannon. Gary, great election for you, great election for the Soc Dems. Do you want to see Mary Lou... good morning to you. Mary Lou McDonald talking about putting together a coalition of the left. Would you like to be part of that coalition of the left?
Yeah, so my priority would always be to look left in terms of forming some sort of government. But before that, we just need to see what the numbers are available and seeing what sort of policy.
About 66 or 67, if you add all the parties of the left together, if you include AIM too, I'm getting to 67. And then there's another probably five or six kind of left-leaning TDs, and then you've got independents, and then you've got sort of more local independents with more local interests. You could conceivably get to 80.
Yeah, but what's really important here is that there's no homogenous, one homogenous idea of what it means to be left. I think even amongst the left parties, we disagree on certain issues.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's just sort of we throw our hands in the air and say, look, we're all left and that we'll all be getting along and saying, come by. Yeah, it absolutely has to be about the issues. There's one of the plethora of crises in this country, including housing, health, and cost of living issues. So, I mean, that's for us Social Democrats, that's always going to be the most important issue.
Okay. So, I'm thinking of people like, for example, I heard you describe yourself as a social democrat. Obviously, you're Sock Dems. It's no great revelation about that. But you emphasise social democrat. You know, you look at, say, for People Before Profit Solidarity, they're not social democrats. They're hard left. I mean, could you? Do you think you could agree a policy platform with them?
I'm not too sure. Honestly, I never had the chance to sit down and discuss a policy platform with People For Profit. So we've had a great day yesterday. We've got six TDs
great.
And I thought now it's the time to just recalibrate ourselves, look at the numbers, look at what's available, and just, it will be about policy for us. It absolutely has to be about policy.
Okay.
It has to be about
policy. Okay, fair enough.
Just
before you know, that's fair enough. You've been quite clear on that. Just before you go, we've been asking everybody about this today. The comments from David Cullen and the Up the Ra chant or comment or shout, I should say, at the Sinn Féin party meeting down in Waterford. Potentially, you could be in government with Sinn Féin. Storm the teacup, or does that worry you when you hear that?
I'm actually not. Unique position here. I actually interned with David Cunningham about 4 years ago when I was doing a master's. I interned with David for about 4 months, and honestly, the David I know, he's just a really warm, welcoming guy. I think it was a storm in the teacup. I think he's come out and apologised now. And
he didn't apologise. He didn't apologise, Gary. He made no apology for it.
Okay. Well, in terms of the David that I interned with couple of 4 to 6 years ago, he's a decent guy. He never made any comments like that when I spent time in his office. It wasn't the David that I know.
All right. Gary, congratulations again on your election in Dublin Central. Gary Gannon there, new Sock Dem TD.